First, many young lawyers in Wisconsin are drawn to higher-paying jobs in Milwaukee or Madison, in part to pay off their student loans as quickly as possible. That's led to a shortage of lawyers in the state's rural counties, especially for low-income people who rely on public defenders for representation. A new bill aims to address that shortage by helping pay off student loans for lawyers who take public defender appointments in these rural counties. Representative Ron Tussler is a Republican from the state's 3rd Assembly District. That includes parts of Calumet and Outagamie counties. He's a co-sponsor of the bill, and he's with us in the studio. Representative Tussler, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, tell us more about the scope of this problem. What are we seeing out there?
Sure, absolutely. Well, you know, in our rural areas, so these are areas of a population, a county of less than 25,000, some of these counties only have 3, 5, 7 attorneys in the entire county. But we have to provide a public defender for anybody that's charged with any crime that they could be held in jail or prison for a significant amount of time based on a case called Gideon v. Wainwright. So as a result of that, we have to do this. And what we've been doing as a state, and I think this is a mistake, is we've been paying a significant amount of money to have attorneys from Madison and Milwaukee drive all the way up to Ashland County or all the way up to Marquette County or some of these very distant counties. And that's expensive on our state. For example, in Ashland County, just last year, we only had less than 25,000 people in Ashland County, and we still spend $41,700 just on gas to drive people back and forth to make these appearances and for their time driving. So I think it's a real important, it's an opportunity that we have to spend our money more wisely. I would rather see this money go to helping kids that are struggling with student loans like I did when I graduated from Marquette Law School than for us to spend it on gasoline.
If I'm a defendant in this rural county, low income, say I need that public defender, is it difficult to find somebody? Does it take a while just to get access to an attorney to talk about my case?
Absolutely, and it's difficult on that individual because they're not going to have a ton of options either. We want to create more options. We want people to get good representation. See, you know, in the United States, we really believe in the adversarial system when it comes to legal process. So you have a district attorney's job who their job is to do their very best to prosecute the case, to show their side of the story of why this person committed a crime. And if they don't have a good public defender to defend them and show their side of the story, the judge, who's really supposed to be a officiant, who's really supposed to look at both sides and make a decision, or a jury make a decision, obviously, in a lot of cases in the criminal system, they can't do that if you only hear one side of the story.
So that brings us to your legislation now. Spell out how it would work.
Absolutely. Well, so right now it's a pilot program. This is a program that's already been successful in Nebraska, and we hopefully will bring it to Wisconsin. And what it will do is it'll set aside $250,000 a year for the first 2 years. So it's a pilot program. We're trying to see if we think this works. And what we're trying to accomplish is get individuals that are students that are getting done with school to move maybe back to rural Wisconsin where they're from, or to move to an area that they really love that's beautiful and represent individuals there. So the idea is to encourage people to kind of incentivize an opportunity for them outside of Milwaukee and Madison. You know, 60% of our attorneys in Wisconsin are in those two areas, Milwaukee and Madison. So all the other attorneys we have in this state are dispersed.
If I'm that attorney, that new graduate from law school, how much money could be taken off my student loans under this program?
Up to $20,000 per year, which is very significant. Now, you have to be focused to get, and it's going to have to do with the amount of applicants that are asking for it. So you're not guaranteed $20,000 if you meet the requirements, but up to $20,000 is a maximum anybody could get. That'd be a pretty significant cut into your loans if you did it. But you only can apply if you're taking 50 public defender cases, which is quite a few cases. You know, the average attorney might hold 60 to 70 cases total at one time. So you're mostly a public defender.
If I'm going up to do this, I mean, is there enough demand? Am I going to have enough work to keep me busy as an attorney in this rural county? I'll have, as you say, that public defender work. Is there enough else to keep me going?
Well, yes, I think absolutely. And the reason is that there's such a need right now. And adding one or two attorneys, you know, this is probably not a program that's ever going to need to have a $10 million investment to make it work. But if we can just increase the number of attorneys up there, even, you know, a 20 attorneys or 25 attorneys up there, that would make a huge difference for the state as a whole.
Talking to Representative Ron Tussler, he's a Republican from the state's 3rd Assembly District, looking at the problem of making sure there are enough lawyers in rural counties, especially to represent people who need a public defender in their court cases. That's been a longstanding concern raised in large part by defense attorneys that public defenders don't get paid a lot, especially compared to other states. Do you think that's part of the problem in getting public defenders in these rural counties and elsewhere?
Absolutely. Well, when I was giving you the statistics of the number of attorneys are in these counties, that's in total. That's not just ones that take public defender cases. This is just the total. You know, for example, in Calumet County, where I'm from, there's 17 attorneys in that particular county. In Florence County, there's only 4 attorneys. So you don't even know that those 4 attorneys out in Florence County even take public defender cases. So there's a real significant need to get individuals to take it. And it's only $40 an hour is what you get, which $40 an hour would sound great if you didn't have expenses. But the truth is that when you include staff and a business, it's very hard for an attorney to come out at least ahead when they take public defender cases at $40 unless they have, you know, very little overhead.
I know it's not part of this legislation, but do you think that's part of the answer to increase that pay? Does the state need to raise what public defenders get paid?
I do. I think it's important that we do increase the amount, and I think that there's ways that we could do that that would incentivize, again, people to go to where we need them the most. For example, in a small misdemeanor case, it's easier to find somebody that'll take an appointment than a felony case or significant felony. Right now, if you were a public defender representing somebody in a felony murder case, you get $40. If you're representing somebody in a criminal damage to property, which is kind of the other end of the spectrum, you know, that would be a $40 case. So people take the easier cases, unfortunately.
Now, you mentioned you're an attorney yourself. I understand in your early years you did work as a public defender. I mean, is that experience part of what's making you interested in solving this problem?
Sure. You know, I started out and I would take the cases that I could take. And, you know, when you're starting your own business, you want to be busy and you want to have some income coming in. And so at one point I was taking in the public defender appointment cases to bring some income in and keep myself busy. But you know, for kind of obvious reasons, I mean, we grew out of that. We had the ability to make more money in other cases. So we stopped taking those cases about maybe 3-4 years ago now. And it's unfortunately, that's business. And you can't expect people outside in the real world that are trying to, you know, pay their bills and do their very best in life to take a case that isn't as valuable as another case if all things are even.
For this student loan debt repayment thing, is this something that's under this bill that would just be for graduates of Wisconsin's law schools, or would you take people from out of state too?
Well, we want the people from out of state just as much as the ones from Wisconsin. I certainly think we got 2 great law schools, so I certainly would encourage anybody to go to either UW or Marquette University Law School. But if you go to another state, we need people up there. We need people that can represent these folks. So it's not really focused toward one over another.
And what's been the reaction from your colleagues in the legislature?
You know, from what I've heard so far, they definitely see that there's a need. There's always some financial pushback. You know, we're spending taxpayer dollars, and we always need to make sure that we're using them as wisely as possible. One thing I've learned, this is my first year in the legislature, one of the first things I've learned is that there's no shortage of worthy causes, but there is quite a significant shortage of taxpayer funds. So it's always difficult to try to prove to folks that my bill is the one we should spend this money on and not their bill. But I'm confident in this bill. I think it's a great idea. And I think especially the fact that economically we can show we're spending the money either way, we're better off spending it this way than spending it on gas and drive time.
And is there a timeline for this to go through committees and through the whole process?
Sure. Well, you know, we're going to be meeting again in January and February of next year. So once we get there as a session, I need to have my bill ready to be voted on by the Assembly in general. So basically the next step is to go to the committee stage, and hopefully the committee will approve of the bill, and I can move it on.
Is this something you think you can see bipartisan support for?
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, there's a lot that we do in Madison that has bipartisan support. There's a lot we can do that it's not really a political thing. It's just a good governance thing. And I think when we're spending money to reduce our student loans and encourage people to live in our rural areas as opposed to spending on gasoline and drive time, I don't think that should be a partisan issue. That should just be a good governance issue.
Representative Tussler, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you. Great to be here.
That's Ron Tussler, Republican representing the state's 3rd Assembly District, talking about his legislation that would offer student loan assistance for lawyers representing low-income people in rural counties.